I call Senate Resources Committee to order. Today is Wednesday, March 7th, 2018. Let the record reflect that the time is 3:30 p.m. Committee members present today, Senator Wilikowski, Senator Bishop, Senator Von Imhoff, Senator Stedman, Senator Meyer, and myself, Senator Giesel. Senator Coghill is excused. Thanks to Ann and Max for helping us out today. We have one item on the agenda, and that's confirmation hearings for two appointees. Actually, there's three of them altogether from the governor. So onto the agenda. By the way, for folks that are online, Senate Joint Resolution 13, which was originally scheduled today, will be held over till Monday. So first on the agenda today, we're going to hear from Mr. Adam Trombley. He is a reappointment to the Big Game Commercial Services Board. We heard some other members from Big Game Services last week and sent their names on. This is the board, committee members, that I reminded you about had the significant budget shortfall. Actually, at one point, they were short $1 million. And you know that boards are supposed to cover their costs through licensing fees. So the board has made some changes in the fees, and they will be audited. Actually, the audit will begin next year for their sunset in 19. But Mr. Trombley is a reappointment, and you see his papers there in the packet. So, Mr. Trombley, can you hear us?
Hi, Adam Trombley here.
Great, I'm welcome. So, Mr. Trombley, if you would put yourself on the record, tell us a little bit about yourself and why you would like to continue serving on this board.
Sure. So, again, my name is Adam Trombley. I've been involved in public service for the last almost 10 years on a local level and through a couple other board appointments. And I really enjoyed being on this board. What's impressed me the most about this board is really how the industry deals with disciplinary action towards those who are also within the industry. I think I really enjoy the aspect that they're really hard on each other when they do screw up. It doesn't really just become like a good old boys club, like, you know, we'll look the other way. I've enjoyed that. I've enjoyed looking at the stuff that you guys do that comes before our board. You know, we take a position on, you know, House bills or Senate bills. And really, I've been on the board for a year, and our last meeting, I had the pleasure of being elected as vice chairman. So, it's been a real enjoyment, and learning the issues around guiding and transporters and stuff like that.
Very good.
That's all.
Great. Well, thank you for sharing that. Mr. Trombley, I had a question for you about your thoughts on the budget shortfall that the Big Game Services Board finds itself in.
Sure. So I remember you asked me this when I was before you guys about a year ago, and unfortunately at the time I really didn't know a whole lot. But I think one of the reasons why we've started to get ourselves out of that is how we've addressed discipline. We've moved more to basically consent agreements that both parties agree to, and so there's not a whole lot of litigation after those things, which can really drive the cost up. And because there's agreement with the party that's been the violation and essentially the state, because that's in the board itself, by the time it comes to us, every party's agreed. And so, like I said, again, that just really cuts down on litigation, and which has helped build us back out of start to take us out of that budget deficit. And I don't foresee that changing. I know that the fee structure has changed, but when we get our financials, it looks like I think it'll be a couple years now as far as us really being completely out of debt, which I'm really happy about, and I'm sure that you guys are happy about that too. Does that answer your question, Senator?
Yes, it did, Mr. Trombley. Thank you for that. I didn't realize that Big Game Commercial Services wasn't using consent agreements in their discipline for licensees. So that's interesting because, of course, their costs were being driven up by the litigation and the court costs. So
yeah, that's really helped. And I can't remember how far back that goes, the move to consent agreements, but it's been a while, which is, again, which has been a tremendous help.
Great. And I have seen in the last audit report that you did substantially increase the fees, and so we will be interested. Of course, many of the members of the Resource Committee also serve on Legislative Budget and Audit, and that's the committee that reviews audits, sunset audits for the various boards. So we'll look forward to seeing how the Begin Commercial Services is doing financially. So thanks very much for that. Any other questions for Mr. Trombley from committee members? All right, seeing none. Thank you very much, Mr. Trombley. If you just stay on the line, I am going to take public testimony at the very end. We do have another appointee for the Regulatory Commission, and so we'll take public testimony at the end, and then we may have some additional questions for you. So thanks for holding on. So do we have the other person on the line yet? Okay. Yeah, let's do an at ease for a moment. We're back on the record. The next appointee we will hear from is Janice Wilson. She is a returning reappointment to the Regulatory Commission of Alaska, and of course we have her information in the packet. This is a 6-year term, and it's actually a full-time job. The members have salaries at range 27 and have to do some pretty substantial work with the Regulatory Commission of Alaska. So, Ms. Wilson, welcome to the committee. If you would identify yourself for the record and tell us why you would like to serve on the Regulatory Commission or continue to serve on the RCA.
Yes, this is Janice Wilson, and I have been a commissioner on the Regulatory Commission of Alaska for 12 years, and I would like to continue to serve the Regulatory Commission of Alaska because it has been a very interesting and challenging job that I make close decisions with four other very deep-thinking people, and I've enjoyed making those kinds of decisions, and further, I've enjoyed the reading and studying that all commissioners have to do. It's something that we joke about at the commission that we all need to have our glasses changed frequently because of all the reading that we do.
Very good. Well, thank you for your desire to continue. This is a very important commission. As I'm looking here at your resume, it is substantial. You obviously have a great deal of experience in utilities and law. Very impressive. Members of the committee, any questions for Ms. Wilson? Yes, Senator Bishop.
Madam Chair, I asked my questions this morning in the Finance Committee, and my comments still stand in this committee as I gave in Finance. So thank you, Ms. Wilson, for putting your name forward.
Very good.
Senator Bishop, through the chair, I'd just like to say your comment earlier about Governor Hammond Governor Hammond gave a number of women the opportunity to serve as officials in his administration, and I would like to thank you for mentioning that this morning.
You're welcome, and I'm aware of that, and I'm glad you put that point on the record, because I didn't, but you did, and I appreciate that, and I'm right there with him on that point. I always say behind every good man, there's a better woman.
Senator Wilikowski.
Yeah, thank you. I too, want to thank you for your service and longtime service to the state. I do just have one question on, I guess, a little bit of a controversial decision that was issued, and that was regarding the MLMP, Chugach Electric, approval to buy a portion of the gas, Cook Inlet gas field from Conoco about a year and a half ago, I think. And so there was a pretty scathing dissent issued by Commissioner McAlpine, and he said that the process the utilities engaged in was, his word, abhorrent, and just in the late filing of it, and he was concerned that it impacted the decision in that case. And did that time frame that it was filed, did that give you any pause, or in retrospect give you any concern?
I believe that it grew all commissioners at the time, and it was a panel of all five of the commissioners who made that decision. It gave us all pause that we were requested to make a decision in such a brief period of time. It was only a matter of, I don't remember exactly, 6 to 8 weeks. And we did the best we could with that information. There were reasons that they requested it on short notice, having to do with the availability of tax credits. We took everything into account, the majority did, in deciding that it was acceptable, though not desirable, to make such a short notice decision.
I appreciate
follow-up,
that.
Senator Wilikowski?
Yeah, thank you. I appreciate that. I know that they did put you in a tough situation with that. I guess one of the big issues that you'll be facing, and I know you can't talk about future cases, but maybe if you can just give us sort of a roadmap of how you might look at future consolidation in the rail belt between utilities. I believe that's something the RCA has suggested in the past, but correct me if I'm wrong, and maybe just how you intend to look at those issues in the future from a general framework.
The Regulatory Commission has did its report to the legislature on the rail belt utilities and made its recommendations. Going forward, there is one consolidation that may come before us soon, depending on the outcome of the upcoming municipal election. We will handle it in the same way we handle all transfers of certificates, and that is, an application will be filed, it will be noticed to the public, we'll take public comment, we will then decide whether to have a public hearing on it, and we will gather all the information, whether it's hearing information or comment information, and make our decision.
Follow-up, Senator Wilikowski.
And maybe you can just refresh my memory on what your report that the RCA issued on the consolidation, what was the general consensus that was reached in that report?
I don't have it in front of me. There were five recommendations, as I recall, and we had done some study. We had had a consultant and done some studying, and it seemed that consolidation is a good idea. It would make things work better. It would cut down on litigation amongst the railroad utilities, of which there has been quite a lot during the 12 years that I've been on the commission. So I believe that the report, I know the report favored consolidation, but I'm not sure how strongly we worded it.
Thank you.
Further questions? All right. Well, thank you. If you would stay on the line, Ms. Wilson, we're going to take, I'm going to open public comment, and then we may have some additional questions for you. So at this time, I'll open public comment on these two appointees, one to the Big Game Services Board and the other to RCA. I'm not seeing anyone online signed up to offer public testimony. Is there anyone here in the room in Juneau who wishes to offer public testimony on these two appointees? Seeing none, I will close public testimony. Are there any further questions for either Mr. Trombley or Ms. Wilson from committee members? All right, seeing none, I will just say to both of you, thank you so much for agreeing to continue public service on these two important entities, boards and commissions. And now I'm going to read the committee report. In accordance with AS 3905080, the Resources Committee reviewed the following and recommend the appointments be forwarded to a joint session for consideration. Big Game Commercial Services Board, Adam Trombley, reappointed 3-1-2018, term expires 3-1-2022. Regulatory Commission of Alaska, Janice Wilson, reappointed 3-1-18, term expires 3-1-2024. This does not reflect an intent by any of the members to vote for or against the confirmation of the individuals during any further sessions. So the committee members will sign this committee report and we'll send it on to the Secretary's office. Again, thank you so much, Mr. Trombley and Ms. Wilson, for joining us today and for your willingness to serve the public. Committee members, with that concludes our business for today. And so, let me just take a look here. Our next meeting, there'll be no committee hearing this Friday. The next meeting will be Monday, March 12th. At that time, we'll hear Senator Stevens' bill, Senate Bill 211, which is related to the temporary transfer of a commercial fishing permit. And we will take up Senator Stedman's resolution, SJR 13, related to sea otters. So that will be very entertaining. I've invited many people to come. So with that, this hearing will be adjourned. The time is 3:47 p.m.